the difficult thing is always setting the number that we're going to build our budget on, because the primary piece of school funding is the foundation formula, and it's based on student count. The difficulty is we won't know how many students we have, and we have to build the budget several months before that. The assembly has always asked us to be conservative in that assumption. Last year we budgeted at 1415. Current student count is at about 1355. So we have budgeted for next year with a count assumption of 1320.
There has been a steady trend in decreasing enrollment in the Sitka schools, and this year a little bit more of a dip even than anticipated. Is there any reason for that other than Sheldon Jackson College, or anything that the district has put its finger on?
We haven't identified any one thing. I think we all have our guesses about the cost of living, economic picture in town. I mean, we don't know for sure.
But the foundation formula, the increase in the foundation formula, offsets the decrease in enrollment.
Right. Financially, we'll have more money coming in per pupil, and that helps us maintain programs.
You did talk a little bit with the assembly about some potential contraction in the district, possibly unifying K through 5 education. How seriously is the board starting to look at measures like that?
Right. Those are good questions. At what point do you have a small enough student population that you reduce the number of buildings? Because the sort of standard structure is to have a principal at each building, an administrator, and so to reduce buildings is an opportunity to reduce both the cost of maintaining one of the buildings and also reducing the administrative staff. We don't think we're there yet. For several years, we were sort of bursting out of the seams, using every little closet and space to deliver some of the individualized programming required for students with ESL needs, special needs, all of those kinds of things. So we're just now getting down to where we're probably at a more comfortable use of every classroom in each of the buildings. But if we continue to contract at this rate, we should think about it. The board hasn't really taken it up.
Over the past few months, you've been discussing the budget and going ahead and not replacing 4 full-time equivalents, 4 full-time teaching equivalents. How hard a decision was that to make?
Well, it does make sense if you have significantly fewer students that you would have fewer classrooms. The difficulty is with the burden of what we need to accomplish with every student that it requires a lot of staff, particularly students that aren't doing well and working one-on-one to help them be able to operate in a regular classroom in a good way. So we could employ lots more people, but obviously that's not a part of the financial equation. So it's always a balancing act. We are going into reserves somewhat, but we will maintain a stronger reserve budget than we have for the last several years. The mayor specifically complimented us for putting that money in reserves in January. That was what he was interested in seeing, and asked if we get the timber receipts money, will we spend it? Will we backfill with those 4 FTEs, or would we continue to maintain a higher reserve? And I can't speak for sure, but I don't believe we would rehire those 4 positions. And I think we would focus on maintaining that higher reserve fund.